You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Bob Odenkirk, welcome to The Daily Show.
Hello, Trevor. Great to see you.
Good to
great
see
to
you.
Great to be here.
Good to be in the space.
The round table.
Thank you so much for joining me, especially to talk about a book that, I mean, it's like part memoir, but really it's, I feel like this is a how-to guide for anybody who wants to just work and grind through life.
I hope so. That would be great if it had more than one use.
No, I feel like that's one of the biggest uses. That's what
it'll hold the door open too. Stick it under the door.
Please, Bob. It's a really good book about your life. But I'd love to know why you focus on
comedy. Yeah. It's about showbiz. It's about hanging in there. It's about a lot of dead ends, which I only included about, I'm going to say, a third of the dead ends. Because it's very hard to write about shows and things that no one's ever going to see or can see. I wrote the book for a number of reasons. One, you know, pop culture moves so fast these days.
Yeah.
And a lot of the things I did are smaller cultish things. I'm still very proud of them. Mr. Show, I was part of Get a Life, helping with Tenacious D and Tim and Eric. But these things are all going to get covered over by lots more gloppy comedy and stuff.
All of these feel like the stepping stones that got you to the world that we see you in now, the person that we see today. I fell in love with you, obviously, like many people from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I went, like, who, this guy is...
Yeah, that's right.
I've never loved a lawyer who's sleazy, who's... You know what I mean? I feel like you changed how we even see lawyers in that way.
Lawyers, for some reason, love this guy. Guys, he's a bad... God.
You think he's a bad guy?
No, I think he's a good guy, but his guys, his choice to be Saul Goodman, to put on this front, to, you know, embrace situational ethics, I think is a bad choice. I don't like
it. Yes, I think it's a bad choice.
I don't like people like that. But in the end, because I know the end now, we finished 2 weeks ago tomorrow, we finished shooting.
This is long awaited.
In the end... I like where it goes.
Okay.
So we'll see, you will see.
When you read this book, I mean, the title says it all, comedy, drama.
Yeah.
I don't know your story. A lot of people don't know your story. They just see a person on TV, they go like, this person's amazing. Then we see you somewhere else. This person's even more amazing. We assume life has always been amazing.
Yeah.
Then we see the grind. We see, like you said, it's failure, dead end. Moment of success, no, failure, dead end, moment again. And it feels like throughout your life, like Saul Goodman, you've been just trying to get that grip on this world and this career. Are you happy with where your life has gotten to? Is this like a celebration of that now?
Very much so, yeah. And by the way, I mean, look, I've had unbelievable success in the last few years with Better Call Saul and this film, action film Nobody, played really well around the world. And of course, that informs it, but I'm very happy with where I'm at. But I also am happy with all the variety of things that I did and have gotten to do. And I think that that's a great quality to show business, is the different avenues you can go down over time, because this business loves people reinventing themselves. It does feed on the injured, you know. If you're trailing blood, you will get eaten and spit out. But if you can just regenerate yourself quickly and go, I'm back. The business is like, oh, great, he's back. And that's pretty neat.
I was really touched by you sharing parts of your story and how, you know, you grew up as one of seven siblings,
yeah.
right? You know,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And your dad was struggling with
yes.
his alcoholism.
Yeah.
Walked out on the family, et cetera.
Yeah.
It feels like that really changed a lot of how you wanted to be a dad. Like in the book, there's a really beautiful part where you go, I don't want to do Better Call Saul because I want to be a better dad. I want to be at home. And then it's your kids who say, no, you got to go do the
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Did your manager call the kids? How did this happen?
I don't wonder too much about it, but that does seem a little magical because my kids were 13 and 15 at the time.
Yeah.
And then when they first came to me and said, we want to do Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
It was a joke at first. The first scene I did with Bryan Cranston on the set of Breaking Bad in the office, as soon as we were done with the take, one of the camera crew said, can I get a job on the sequel? And everyone laughed. And then it became this kind of running joke. There's got to be a sequel. They should do a show about Saul. And then Vince Gilligan came to me more than once. You think there's a show in that about Saul? I think there is. But when they said, you know, it's shot in Albuquerque, I looked at my kids and I thought about our life and I did think about my own dad, and he did not prioritize his family at all. And I just said, I can't do it. I can't leave yet. There's too much work here at the house. And the kids overheard that, and I hung up the phone. And my son was standing there across the room, and he goes, so you're not going to do that show, huh? And I go, no. It's not time. And he goes, well, you're going to disappoint a lot of people. And then we carried on talking, and he said, we'll help out at the house, Dad. We'll make it work. So I let it go, and then my daughter came to me, and she had talked to my son, and my daughter was more like a kid who grew up in Hollywood with questions. What would it be like? Would it be hard to do? Do you think people would like it? And then she said, if it's bad, how bad would it be? Real manager type. This
yes,
is a 13-year-old.
Like yes.
And I go, it wouldn't be bad. It would be an interesting experiment. That's the worst it would be. And she goes, well, you should do it.
I love that. So, I love that. Before I let you go, how's your heart, by the way?
I'm great.
You had a heart attack, right?
I did.
You didn't just have a heart attack?
On July 25th.
That's not in
you
the
know,
book.
I finished the book
yeah.
long before I had the heart attack. I did. I had a heart attack, and I was very lucky to have it on the set, and there were some pros around who immediately gave me CPR, and everybody listening, take a CPR class, brush up on it. They saved my life.
You don't remember any of this?
I don't remember any of it. The next day after the surgery, I woke up, my family was there, and I was like, hey, I was like, I gotta go back to work. And they were, I'm in a hospital gown. And they go, no, you don't, you had a heart attack. I'm like, well, no, what? No, I was at work, and they go, how did you get here? And I go, and my brain did this all on its own. I drove here, and I parked on level two, and then, because I knew you guys were here, and then I came in here, and my wife goes, so you came in here, and you got in that bed, and you put that gown on? And I look down, and I'm like, yeah. You know, like, my brain made up a little story about how I'd gotten there.
Whoa.
Totally weird. But I'm great.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad you're great. I'm glad we get to celebrate the final season of Better Call Saul with you. I'm glad we get to celebrate the book with you. Congratulations
Thanks,
to you.
Thanks, my
congratulations
friend.
Congratulations on your
Thank
life.
You so
and
much.
Say hi to the kids.
I will.
Thank them for all of us as the
okay.
fans.
I will.
We really do appreciate them.
Thanks.
All right, people, Bob's book, Comedy, Drama, is available right now.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast. We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.